This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Talks are resuming in Washington between U.S. and Mexican officials over the president's latest threatened tariffs, this time on Mexican goods. He's threatening to impose them beginning on Monday unless the Mexican government stops the flow of illegal immigrants into the U.S. The Mexican ambassador to the U.S. says her country is doing all it can to stem the tide of illegal immigration.
We explained to them all the enforcement measures that Mexico is taking to address the challenge of migration now.
Yesterday, Mexican officials did announce they have bolstered their troop presence at their southern border to keep Central American immigrants from crossing that border. A disappointing May jobs report from the government. Economists expected to see 180,000 jobs created, but only 75,000 jobs were. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A man under arrest for allegedly plotting to toss grenades in Times Square. The unidentified man arrested by the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force. They reportedly caught wind of the man's intentions while tracking his purchases of grenades. Parts of southeast Louisiana are cleaning up after a reported 6 tornadoes touched down there. One twister hit Sorrento, and it's responsible for 6 injured workers at the ExxonMobil Pipeline Company. Just days after the passing of Leon Redbone, another distinctive American singer has passed away. The singer-musician known as Dr. John, who was born Malcolm John Revenack, has died at 77. A Facebook page statement saying he passed away of a heart attack yesterday. He earned 6 Grammys for his unique blend of rock, jazz, blues, and pop, all with the flavor of New Orleans. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The head of the Catholic Church in Illinois' capital says he will not give communion to the top Democrats in that state's legislature. Bishop Thomas Papraki yesterday saying he informed Senate President John Cullerton and House Speaker Mike Madigan that because of their support for the state's new abortion law, they will not be able to take part in communion. That law guarantees a woman's access to abortion even later in their pregnancy. Papraki calls the law a big sin. A Colorado school district considering tearing down Columbine High School because of what's called the morbid fascination over the 1999 mass shooting there. The Jefferson County Public School District sending a letter to community members asking their opinions on that idea. The superintendent writing in the letter that other school shooters refer to the Columbine shooting and seem to be studying it, and that hundreds of people a year are asking for permission to just enter the building. He's asking voters for up to $70 million to build a new school to replace it. And the FCC is allowing phone carriers to block suspicious calls by default. That proposal allowing phone companies to offer customers the option of blocking numbers that are not pre-approved. The FCC chairman says he expects phone companies to use that tool to help consumers block unwanted robocalls in particular. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Dive in to all the podcasts there. Individual interviews of our expert guests are available absolutely free of charge because we are givers. Download and share it with your friends and get the word out about the show. And great to have you along with us joining in. We've got a real special treat for you right now. We're going to be talking with a former CIA counterterrorism officer who had extensive experience in counter-violent extremism, CVE as they call it, directing counterinsurgency operations and developing and benchmarking counter-radicalization theory and methodology in the Islamic world. This is really incredible, and to have him here to talk with us to share his experience is really special. Daniel Gabriel is the former CIA agent, and he also has really gone an extra mile in producing a film called ISIS Mosul. Daniel, welcome to the show.
Bill, good to be here. Good morning.
Good morning. Boy, I'll tell you, your experience... it is so unique, and the fact that you wanted to bring it to the big screen to really help us understand what's going on is really special, and I can't thank you enough for all that it took to accomplish this.
Well, thanks for having us here this morning so we can talk a little bit more about the film. The CIA is a place where there's a lot of stories to be told, right? Mm-hmm. I've been there since 2003 all the way up through almost 2013. But I'll tell you, when you're there, you can't tell the stories. And even mm-hmm. to some extent after you've left, you're prevented from telling them. But Mosul is a really personal and emotional connection to me. I had served there in 2004 to 2005. So then to see what happened, in 2014 when ISIS took over the city, by the way, it fell 5 years ago on Monday, June 10th, was when the ISIS forces finally took over Mosul. So to see kind of that full cycle of, the takeover of Mosul and the fall and then the recapture by Iraqi forces is a story I really wanted to tell.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you say, the defeat of ISIS and, was this the end of this conflict or, are we looking for, keeping our eyes open that it would once again reinvent itself?
Well, that's a great question. I call Mosul the last battle of the Iraq War. So when you think back how far it goes, not only to 2003, but all the way back to the first engagement in the Persian Gulf. Mm-hmm. However, your question is more nuanced than that. And I think what you're asking is where is the caliphate these days? So if you look at the caliphate as a geographical or a political entity, sure, it's been defeated militarily in both Mosul and north across the border in Syria and Raqqa. However, one of the characters that we actually get on camera towards the end of the film is an ISIS recruiter by the name of Nasser. And he warns us in his own words that ISIS is not dead. The ideology is not dead. It's something that will live on far beyond him and frankly, you and I. So that's the cautionary note that we're trying to get across in the film. And I hope that's what your listeners will take away.
Well, and I think that it took us a while to understand it, and maybe in some cases we're still trying to understand. As you say, it is an idea, an ideology, in much the same way that, America is an idea.
It is, and a powerful one at that, and we've seen different iterations of it, you know, starting with Al-Qaeda and then morphing into ISIS and under Abu Baghdadi. And the question is, what's next for that part of the world, and how do we engage or not engage, as the case may be? And I think that's going to be a discussion that we as a country are going to have, recognizing that any time you have a vacuum, as we see in Mosul, you had the Sunni population, the Sunni minority population disenfranchised by their government after the fall of Saddam, you have a vacuum, and these types of ideologies can take root there and do a lot of damage. We saw the same thing in Afghanistan. The flip side is we can't be the world's policeman. We can't be there forever. You look in Afghanistan, we've been there, since 2001. In Iraq, you know, been involved there since 2003. So how long can we remain engaged? And the trick is to find a strategic and smart solution to remain engaged through our allies and using soft power and all of the elements of U.S. power, economic and political as well, not just military, because it's not a war that we can fight forever.
Right. Well, you talk about nuance. I mean, there are so many moving parts here, Daniel. My question is, and I think that what a lot of people would wonder is, did we learn enough lessons? You know, because it almost seems like in some cases we're doing this again.
We are doing it again, and that's why it's such a common and familiar scene and refrain, really. You look at what happened in Ramadi and Fallujah. I mean, Fallujah, that city was taken over and captured three times over. Mosul, two times over. So the good news is, if you look at what the Iraqi security forces have been able to accomplish in the last couple of years, and this is on display front and center in the film, they've really been able to use the U.S. equipment, U.S. support, U.S. training, come together as at least a somewhat cohesive fighting unit. And there's different levels of that. We show the Iraqi Golden Brigade, which is kind of like their special forces, as well as the Emergency Response Brigade, another U.S.-led outfit. But then there's also Shia and Sunni and Christian and Yazidi militias that are involved. So there's a wide range of capabilities. But I think my point is the lessons that we had advisors over there for years and years training them, and it, clearly some of that has worked because they were able to successfully complete the military objective of recapturing Mosul from ISIS.
Well, I would say, Daniel, here in the homeland, some of the confusion, I mean, here we're just coming off the heels of celebrating the 75th anniversary of D-Day. Europe and many countries, particularly France, are grateful to America. We have this sense of gratitude for, what we invested in blood, treasure, humanity, for their freedom. But yet in the Middle East, we don't have that, we're not quite getting that sentiment. It's more of a resistance toward America. Maybe we have made some mistakes there in terms of trying to impose our idea of liberty upon them. I'm not sure. Maybe you have a better handle on this that you might be able to explain to us. But this is, I guess, the confusion, because, when you look and consider all the money that's been invested, our kids, their lives, for their freedom, and the attitude that we get from the Middle East is they're not very grateful for America's participation in their freedom.
Well, I think that's a widely held sentiment, and I'll be the last to apologize to the United States, and I don't think that's the way to go about it. Mm-hmm. I do think that it's not necessarily a universal sentiment. I certainly have encountered, working in Iraq as well as working in Afghanistan, local partners that are extremely grateful for our help and extremely grateful for our support. So what I would leave you with is maybe, the vocal ones are the ones maybe that you see on the news and the nightly news, but, there are definitely forces of humanity and good people in these countries that we're working in that simply they want to advance the human condition just like we do. They want to live in peace with their families and have a chance to prosper. And those people, and those are the people that I've by and large worked with, are extremely grateful to the sacrifice of the U.S. military and others that have put so much on the line for them.
And I think that people here in the West sometimes underestimate the kind of oppression that takes place. I mean, when you have these regional leaders that are as oppressive as they are doing the kind of things they're doing to the people, you know, you can understand why some people would, you know, go along to get along, I guess. You get a little bit of that dynamic going on. So it's good to have some balance here. Our conversation with Daniel Gabriel continues, former CIA agent. We're talking about his new film, ISIS, Mosul. Right.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
I'm going home, where the streets are golden. Every shade is broken. Oh, I want to go. Oh, I want to go home.
independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Daniel Gabriel continues. Former CIA counterterrorism officer with extensive experience in countering violent extremism. His new film, ISIS Mosul. Daniel, why the film? I mean, you're a CIA agent, and you come up with this idea to do the film. How did this come about?
Bill, again, it's the importance of Mosul. So you mentioned D-Day and the obviously the 75th anniversary of Normandy just a couple minutes ago. And I think for my generation, I'm a Gen Xer, Gen Y, or whatever they call them these days. For veterans that have served over there in Iraq and Afghanistan, Mosul is really a symbol. It's our Saigon, right?
It's
a city that so much sacrifice and blood and effort went into this place. To see it fall to ISIS hands in 2014, it really became, a symbol of the struggle. So one thing that I've seen as I've traveled around the country, you know, screening this film for veterans is the reaction to it. And they've been very appreciative to see the final outcome. And that the Iraqi security forces were able to unite to recapture the city.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the synopsis. Help our audience understand. Go ahead.
Sure. So this is Heart of Darkness. It's filmed in the style of Apocalypse Now. So between October 2016 and July 2017, we travel from Baghdad up the Tigris River to Mosul. We're led by a journalist whose name is Ali Mullah, and we kind of see the battle unfold through his eyes. And the further along we go over the months, things get more and more strange, and it becomes more and more dangerous as we get closer and closer to kind of the ISIS stronghold of West Mosul. And finally, we get there. We sit down with an ISIS detainee who had been a former top recruiter for them, and he reveals the details and ideology that's driven him to be where he is.
So from there, then you take the audience into the area to give them an up close and personal look of Mosul itself, right?
That's right. Yeah, we travel all the way into the heart of Mosul, really, and it's a city that's been completely destroyed. We're talking probably a decade, maybe $1 trillion to rebuild it. This is really a military siege, unlike anything we've seen since Stalingrad, and the destruction is just complete and total.
Wow. And for the people that are remaining there, I mean, a scattering, what, of Sunni and Shiites, Christians, Kurds?
All of the above, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're slow to return. You know, I would say the majority of them had left either before or during the operation and moved to refugee camps in the near proximity. Some have returned, but the vast majority have not returned yet. Estimates are that there may have been 40,000 civilian casualties during the course of the couple of years that we're talking about.
Wow. What was Mosul like before?
Well, you know, when I was there in 2005, it actually wasn't the worst place in Iraq, if you can imagine that. You know, there's a lot more attention to Fallujah and Ramadi, which really at that point had taken the forefront. But, you know, Mosul, going back over the years, it had been certainly before the time of Saddam, it had been a very, you know, bustling city. It's considered, you know, in close proximity to Babylon, so there's significance in terms of the Bible,
right,
and its origin of mankind, and it's all in that neighborhood. So it's a city of two rivers, the Tigris and the Euphrates, and, you know, at one time and place, it had been a beautiful place, and hopefully in the future, it might be able to return to that.
And you're saying $1 trillion of damage?
That's the estimates, right? I mean, depending on how much response from the international community is put forward, but the requirement.
And of course, what we're talking about is we're talking about one city. I mean, the entire region itself. I mean, the devastation and what ISIS had done and has done, you know, to destroy these areas is just incomprehensible. You know, the lives have changed. I mean, and rebuilding like this, we have natural disasters in America, but this is like more than that, is it?
Oh, it certainly is, and it spills across to the border, of course. In that part of the world, borders are less important, but, you know, into Syria and what's happened there in very many cases parallels what we're talking about here in Mosul.
You know, as you said, it's not the desire to be the police of the world. So it really is incumbent upon the people themselves in much the same way that America began. I mean, it started with, you know, the people wanting to believe in an idea, you know, a new idea. What do you see as far as a forecast, you know, for that area, that region, you know, the people here, you know, as you say, starting to come back to Mosul, you know, is this theirs? I mean, this is what they're claiming, and they're willing, you know, they're all in to rebuild and protect the future and maybe do what they can to keep from, you know, ISIS coming back.
Well, in the film, I think you'll see those flashes of optimism and hope for the future. Certainly, some of the characters will talk about, for instance, Captain Allah, who's kind of this leading military figure that comes up from Basra. He's a Shia who's joined up to fight for his country. He strongly believes in the concept of the Iraqi nation state. So he talks about, you know, what had happened in Japan after World War II, how they were able to rebuild from it. And again, offers that kind of optimistic outlook on the way forward. But at the end of the day, there's still the cautionary tale, and that's still a key element in the film itself of not turning away our attention from this ongoing problem and power vacuums in that part of the world and what can happen.
Well, as you say, there's lots of moving parts here. And, you know, for you, as you were, you know, understanding what's going on, I mean, this is, you know, I guess you're dealing with the heart and soul of this nation and, you know, what brought this all to a head. And it wasn't, you know, necessarily a political thing. You know, it's deeper than that, is it not?
It's political, it's economic, it's religious, and that's what so many people fail to understand is the interplay of all these different elements. And certainly in that part of the world that has as many resource issues and historical and sectarian issues as they have, the impact of that is a multiplier times each other.
Well, speaking of sectarianism, that's a principal theme of the film, right?
It is. The idea that these different sectarian groups within Iraqi society can at least temporarily put aside their differences to unite the Sunni, the Shia, the Kurds, the Yazidis, the Christians, to unite with this military objective of defeating ISIS, that's a huge accomplishment. The question, of course, is what happens after the military defeat of ISIS. And that really is the central thesis of the film.
Did they experience enough, you know, to even come close to, you know, one of our banner cries here in the United States, e pluribus unum, from the many come one? Is there enough, you know, is there enough one for them to hold on to set aside their sectarian interest for the greater good?
I can't think of a better slogan or logo for that part of the world, and specifically Iraq, than what you just said. The question is, does the memory of ISIS linger in their mind?
Exactly.
Reality and abhorrent terror, will that remain a fresh enough memory so that they say, this may not be good right now, but we don't ever want to go back to life as it were in 2014 under ISIS rule?
And can they be vigilant enough that when ISIS raises its head again, that they lop it off sooner than later?
And can we in the United States, you know, maintain the accountability to remind them of that if and when that occasion occurs?
Yeah, the United States question. And the United Nations, right?
That's right.
Right. I mean, this has to be a group effort because just like, you know, again, we're talking World War II. This is a process. You've got to get people through this, through the recovery process, which, you know, even from a psychological damage component. This is most incredible, isn't it, Daniel?
Yes. I mean, the psychological damage and emotional trauma that people in that part of the world have lived with, in this case in Iraq, I mean, going all the way back to the Saddam days, is just tremendous. Entire generations have known nothing but war.
Exactly. 20 seconds left. How do we access your movie?
Bill, you can watch the film right now on iTunes or Amazon. It's available for download or rent on iTunes or Amazon, or you can also buy it on DVD or Blu-ray at our website, mosul-film.com.
Daniel Gabriel on Bill Martinez Live, his movie, ISIS Mosul. Thank you so much, Daniel. Appreciate it.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened, and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The Senior Living Advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The government's jobs report for May is out, and it's come in nearly 100,000 jobs short of what most economists were predicting. Employers adding just 75,000 positions last month. Mark Vintner is senior economist at Wells Fargo, and he says the economy is just slowing down.
I mean, that's the big takeaway. The economy has lost momentum, and I think that what that means for Wall Street is that the Fed is likely to cut interest rates this year.
At 3.6%, the national unemployment rate is still at a nearly 50-year low. President Trump still threatening to slap tariffs starting Monday on Mexico unless its government stops the flow of illegal immigrants into the U.S., a White House official citing significant progress in talks that are going to continue today. Authorities say they've stopped an apparent plot by a man to carry out a grenade attack in New York's Times Square. And this is USA Radio News.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
I wish they would have me do a commercial. I'm from the New York area, and we don't trust anybody. And I need to tell you, I certainly didn't trust you guys at first. After all, you're like out of Utah. I was like, what is in Utah, really? Then I heard some little old man saying, oh, I'm fruits and babies, and da-da-da-da. And I was so, you know, when you're in pain, you will try anything. And I said, let me try it. But I need to tell you that I'm jogging now. I didn't think I'd ever be able to do that again.
Through Memorial Day weekend, you can receive a $20 discount and free shipping on any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, this special radio offer will only be available through May 27th. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Joseph Dugan joins us now. He has written the book Khashoggi Dynasties and Double Standards. Joseph, welcome to the show. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Well, I appreciate the time. I want to address your latest article that was in American Spectator. The terror attacks on Saudi oil, you say, reveal moralism folly.
Yes.
Break it down for us.
Since Jamal Khashoggi was murdered last fall, there has been a tremendous amount of publicity about that event, coupled with demands that the United States punish Saudi Arabia and its rulers. Mm-hmm. I take a contrarian position, saying that this is an excessive response to something that perhaps we find repugnant, this assassination, because the media people and many politicians on both sides of the aisle, most distressingly to me, the Republicans, Senator Rubio and Senator Lindsey Graham,
right,
are demanding that the United States seriously disrupt our economic and security relationship with Saudi Arabia because of this one event, or mostly because of this one event. It bothers me so much because the same people are not telling the truth about Jamal Khashoggi. The false narrative is that he was a martyr for human rights, democracy, freedom of the press, and these things that we rightly value. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't. He was an agent of influence of the first of his own government for most of his career, and then later for some rival government. That's the way it works over in that part of the world for the most part. Mm-hmm. There's no, why do I say that he was not a real journalist? Well, he was a writer and an editor and a broadcaster, mm-hmm. but there's no freedom of the press in his part of the world, nor is there any independent media. Mm-hmm. So the interests that he was working for, were, for almost all of his career, were interests of the Saudi government, the Saudi ruling family.
Right.
He came to be on the outs with the rising, the ascendant faction in Saudi Arabia. Things really changed for him when King Abdullah died, and when which was the year 2015. And when King Salman, a brother to King Abdullah, became king, and then over the next couple of years, elevated his young son Mohammed bin Salman to be crown prince and sort of the dominant figure in power in the country. Whether you like Mohammed bin Salman or not, he is what we have to work with because he's the dominant person in that regime. Mm-hmm. And therefore let me go back and tie some of the threads together. So the assassination of Jamal Khashoggi, it was an assassination by the Saudi government, has admitted it, that some of their agents killed this man. We have to acknowledge that. But in defense of the relationship, the security and economic relationship we have with Saudi Arabia, I would say that, well, it was ugly. It was cruel. It was an assassination, but it wasn't the elimination of a martyr for freedom and human rights. Jamal Khashoggi had actually gone over to the side of rival governments. He was working as an agent of the government of Qatar, or Qatar as it's pronounced in different ways, and
right.
which itself is closely aligned with the Muslim Brotherhood, which is a radical revolutionary movement that is a lot more threatening to our civilization and our interests than the more conservative, traditional authoritarian system in Saudi Arabia. So to get back to the incident of now a couple of weeks ago, when there were attacks on tankers and a pipe and the major pipeline in Saudi Arabia suspected of being done by Iranians or pro-Iranian people, that should set out alarm bells, mm-hmm. for us in the West, and realize that we don't need to love the regime in Saudi Arabia or wish that other regimes would be like it in order to be in favor of some reasonable stability. We don't want to throw out a relationship with that country and its regime, its behavior towards us politically and in security matters, by and large, is very friendly. They're an ally of ours. Mm-hmm. Just because of a false and misleading version of who Jamal Khashoggi really was, Lindsey Graham and Rubio, for example, are on the warpath to try to downgrade our relations with Saudi Arabia, to slap economic sanctions on Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I would just say, repeat again, you don't need to like or particularly admire their system of government to say we don't want to destroy our valuable security relationship with them. Graham and Rubio are demanding severe economic sanctions.
Right.
Why wouldn't Khashoggi's death, which they're not going to get.
Exactly. Why don't they know this, Joseph? I mean, this to me.
I don't know. I haven't tried to. I mean, perhaps my articles and my little book have come to their attention. Perhaps not. I wish they would wake up and just correct their course about this. You don't have to say that. I'm not saying that it was laudable that Khashoggi was murdered. I was grief stricken when I learned about it and began to absorb all the news reports about it, because I actually met Jamal Khashoggi.
Oh, you
did? I lived in Saudi Arabia for 6 years. It's not like we were friends, but we had a long, meaningful conversation once. I sat next to him at a public relations, international public relations conference luncheon, and he was a very charming, very smart man. I knew who he was. America. This was in the year 2012 when I met Jamal Khashoggi. Mm-hmm. Americans had no idea who he was, but I had lived in Saudi Arabia and worked for Aramco doing PR, writing speeches for the people, the senior people at Aramco, and I had the privilege of meeting Khashoggi, who was a very, very interesting and influential man. But I knew, you know, I had done my homework well enough. I knew who he was before I sort of accidentally met him.
Right.
And we had a nice talk. Mm-hmm. But I knew who he was then, and I still know who he was. Now.
Exactly. Well, Joseph, we got to go to break. When we come back, we'll pick it up from there. Joseph Dugan is with us, and we're talking Khashoggi and Saudi Arabia.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
You know, it's amazing, the people that did start the fire are the ones that coming with the hoses saying, hey, we can put it out, and then we look at them as heroes. This is what they do time and again. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to go into this with your eyes wide open. I'm Bill Martinez, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Joseph Dugan continues with us. His book, Khashoggi Dynasties and the Double Standards. A little background about Joseph. He is the head of C-Suite Strategic Council, an international business and public affairs consultancy, served in the editorial board of the Richmond Times-Dispatch and the Reagan State Department, on the staffs of Ambassador Gene Kirkpatrick and Edward Romney, and as a White House speechwriter for President George H.W. Bush from 2009 to 2015. He worked in Saudi Arabia as a speechwriter for the CEO of Aramco. So the way this plays out here, Joseph, is that you have Khashoggi, who is here, the narrative from the mainstream media. Again, they do us no favors by not giving us the facts. I mean, after all, the mainstream media, I believe their reason to exist is to document history, and they're doing a poor job of it, especially since they've become decidedly a propaganda arm for the Democratic Party. Not good in terms of what we need a free press for in America. So they've compromised.
And also for either permanent or occasional anti-Trump Republicans who, because they really have it in for the president, and they don't want any of his policies to succeed.
Well, of course not. Well, they're siding with the globalists. I mean, that's clear. I mean, it's us against them. 90% of what they report on the president is purposely negative. I mean, that's not by accident. It's clearly by design. So it really has turned them into a propagandist arm, which is basically what you reported about Khashoggi. Khashoggi, it wasn't a martyr in the true journalistic sense. He was basically a propagandist by design. I mean, he's in a country where everything's controlled. There's no free press. So in order to exist, and as you said, he was living, things were going very well under the former regime, and he's riding high, and then comes the new sheriff in town, and it's not faring so well for him, and, you know, he now goes to the other side,
And, you know, this was a this was an interest of Saudi Arabia. This is a family issue that they took care of. And, you know, it was they didn't handle it very well on the international level. They needed a crisis manager, and they poorly handled it. And so here we are kind of left in some sort of suspended animation. And as we talked about, you know, now you've got Marco Rubio and Lindsey Graham, you know, calling for harsh new economic sanctions at a time when America, you know, needs to play nice with Saudi Arabia because of other interests that are happening in the region. So, you know, timing cannot be the worst, other than I guess maybe probably as bad is the president being overseas on a, you know, on a presidential, you know, tour and interest of America, you know, in England and also in France. You know, we've got politicians here domestically, you know, chomping at his heels. I mean, it's ridiculous. We're not helping this guy out at all, or us. You know, what do you say, Joseph? Did I lose you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I lost you there for a minute. I can hear you now.
I'm sorry. Sorry. I accidentally hit a mute button when I didn't intend to. Fine. Yeah, I mean, there are many, many double standards in play here. One is that to be cold but honest about it, there are a lot of assassinations taking place, particularly in that part of the world, that are done deliberately by governments against individuals who are sometimes citizens of their own country, sometimes citizens of foreign country. And this is, for example, we call it targeted killing, which is a euphemism. And the United States or maybe our friends, the Israelis, will send a drone somewhere and just kill somebody whom they've defined as an enemy, just going out and killing an individual. Now, I'm not saying that there's an exact analogy between what the Saudis did to their sort of renegade citizen Khashoggi and what the United States and Israel do in killing certain other individuals, but at some level, an assassination is an assassination. And when the United States does it, the Pentagon announces it just as they would announce a casualty, a body count in a more conventional battle. Say, okay, we killed this guy. Congratulate us. The Israelis will say, okay, hey, we killed this bad guy. Congratulate us. We did something good. Now, again, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that we should congratulate Saudi Arabia for killing Khashoggi, but maybe we need. But I don't think, on the other hand, we should be doing what Lindsey Graham and Marco Rubio and the mainstream media are doing, which is to say that this was some uniquely evil, unacceptable act that should cause us to completely upend our security and economic relationships with a powerful country. That doesn't make any sense. And yet, again, the reason I took the trouble to write this little book is because that's what's going on.
Well, I thought it was interesting, Joseph, you know, when President Trump was quick to make a response, because, you know, we just made a deal with Saudi Arabia. They're buying, you know, a lot of airplanes. I mean, it was a multi-billion-dollar deal. And it was like, you know, the way it was reported in the media, you know, for the sake of the money, you know, President Trump didn't want to go there. But I thought it was interesting that he was he didn't hesitate. I mean, it was just, it was almost like he was signaling to everybody that this is none of our business, and maybe there's more to this. And I got to imagine the president's being, you know, he's being counseled every day. He gets information as to what's going on, you know, and he's got to deal with the political ramifications of you know, the Crown Prince. I mean, even to the point that when there was a what they had the was a G whatever G six meeting or and the Crown Prince was there. I mean, basically, you could see the president doing everything he can to make sure that he didn't get close to the Crown Prince. That he was, you know, and I believe that they went into this agreeing to say, look, we're just going to, you know, avoid each other just to try to let things, you know, back in America calm down here. So we're not going to meet. We're not going to have any public connection. And, you know, the press was quick to talk about, well, because America wasn't there, you know, the Crown Prince was chumming it up with Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, you're right to observe all of that, Bill. And again, to me, it's very regrettable that that this propaganda campaign still goes on. That's diverting many people's attention from what our real interests are and what really needs to be done. What policies need to be carried out? What relationships need to be continued? Again, I mean the Saudi U.S. security relationship has been going on for a very, very long time. It involves a huge investment of military defense systems that are by and large working for our benefit. Mm-hmm. Given that there is a challenge from Iran. That's very serious. Mm-hmm. That Iran has not become peaceful towards us. The number one antagonist in the region to Iran is Saudi Arabia.
Right.
Well, you could say there's two. There's Israel and Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
And again, anybody who's paying attention would know that Israel and Saudi Arabia, as drastically different as they are from one another, and never having had any great love for one another, to put it mildly, are getting closer and closer and closer to each other.
Mm-hmm.
A huge reason for that is their mutual fear and antagonism towards Iran.
Right.
Another reason.
The enemy of my enemy, huh?
Yeah, but another reason is that United States diplomacy and consistency over decades of supporting Israel with military and economic support and with constancy defending Israel when everybody else is denouncing Israel, that has helped Israel become as strong as it is in that region of the world, and has made the Saudis recognize, you know, Israel is not going to be driven into the sea.
Mm-hmm.
They've reexamined things and are thinking more and more, well, we may not like them being there, but darn it, we wish we could do business with them. We admire them. We envy them.
And, exactly.
And they're moving in that direction, to undermine that remarkable progress. You could call it progress. You don't need to say that it's sincere or that
right.
it's based on shared values, but it's based on shared interests, right?
Exactly. And more than anything else,
Joseph, we
got to leave it there. We're out of time. Joseph Dugan, I'm Bill Martinez live. Joseph, got to have you back. Thank you so much for the information. Appreciate it. That is a
Thank
wrap
you
for
very
us.
Much.
You take care.
Thanks
Thank
so
you.
Much,
Bye.
Oh, these pains, my neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more.
more.
It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.